Good morning, 8:33 here on the Mighty 690. We're getting into that home stretch of this part of the school year, and joining us, we have students from Field Kenley, Ava and Mackenzie. Join us. Take it away, ladies.
FFA speech results from Monday, December 4th are Chloe Munn placed 5th in the Freshman Prepared Public Speaking Division, and Emma Thompson placed 9th in the Extemporaneous Public Speaking Division. Great work, ladies.
Congratulations to our athletes of the week of December 4th. They are Boys Wrestling, Amani Luton, JV Boys Wrestling, Deontay Galindo, Girls Wrestling, Mayella Franco, Boys Swim, Sam Stooksberry, Dance, Hannah Johnson, Cheer, Nishay Strickland, JV Cheer, Olivia Houghton, Boys Basketball, Xavier Logan, JV Boys Basketball, Demarius Smith, Girls Basketball, Aaron Lopez, JV Girls Basketball, Kiara Jennings.
Congratulations to our boys swim team for finishing in fourth place at the home meet on Monday, December 4th. Graham Leeds finished 3rd in the 200 free and 9th in the 50 free. Sam Stooksberry finished 5th in the 50 free and 3rd in the 100 free. And Bennett Thompson finished 6th in the 50 free and 1st in the 100 breaststroke.
Boys swim will be traveling to Osawatomie to compete at 4 today.
FKHS will be hosting the boys JV wrestling tournament today at 4.
Boys and girls basketball will play at home tomorrow against Pittsburgh.
On Friday, December 15th, girls varsity wrestling will compete at Columbus at 3.
Boys and girls JV wrestling will compete at Cherryville this Saturday, December 16th at 8:30, and varsity boys wrestling will compete at 9 in Columbus.
There will be an FKHS band concert on Thursday, December 14th at 7 p.m. The boys and girls basketball team both went 2-1 at the Nowata Basketball Tournament. The boys placed 3rd and the girls placed 5th.
Alrighty, well, Ava and Mackenzie, appreciate those updates there. Lots to come here, even as we get closer to finishing out this part of the school year. So appreciate you coming on by. Have a great rest of your week. All right, 29 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and we have open line coming up next.